to specify, put a time, an era. The old ones were made out of iron, uh-huh. and the new ones are sheet metal or aluminum.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard other terms for a frying pan?
Skillet.
Well, now, is there a difference? Do you distinguish between a frying pan and a skillet? Or are they
not that pan? I'm aware of. I don't know. Mother never did call it a skillet. It was always just a frying pan.
Okay. What do you call a heavy iron container with a large opening for boiling potatoes or something like that?
A pot.
Okay. What do you call something to put cut flowers into in the house?
Vase.
Soup is eaten with a...
What?
Soup is eaten with what?
A spoon.
Okay. After dinner, she has to what the dishes?
Put away the dishes. Yes. Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after she soaps them, she...
Washes them. Or dries them.
No, but she has to get soap off.
Rinses them.
Okay. What do you call a cloth or a rag for washing dishes?
Waste rag.
And what do you call a piece of cloth for drying dishes?
Dry cloth.
After taking a bath, a person dries himself with a...
With a towel.
And what do you call the thing at the sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Bung.
And what do you call the same thing if it's...
Bung.
Bung. Well, now, is a bung the actual thing you turn on and off, or is that the hole that you stick the...
No, it, the bung hole, you see...
Oh, the bung is different from the bung hole.
Oh, yeah, the bung hole is what you insert the bung.
And what would you call the same thing out in the yard?
Spigot.
Okay. It got cold the other night, and the water in the pipes froze, and the pipes...
Busted.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden container that might hold meal or flour?
Barrel.
In the old days, where would a store display lard or molasses? Where would a store display lard or molasses?
Where were they stored?
Where would a store display lard or molasses?
On the counter.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term molasses stand or lard stand as meaning that? To get a liquid from a larger container into a smaller container, you have to use a... To get a liquid from a larger container into a smaller container.
You'd use a dipper.
Yeah, or if you wanted to pour it, you might put some shape like this.
Or a funnel.
Uh-huh. To make a horse move, you crack a...
Whip.
And to make an ox move, you'd use a... Any oxen around here?
As it were, you'd use a prod, I guess.
So, and a prod is a stick?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to take them home?
Shopping bags.
Okay. Now, what's just a... Let me see if I see one around here. Just an ordinary container.
Sack.
Okay. And it's made out of what?
Paper.
And what's a very large sack that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
What do you call the outside?
Might get 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes in one of these.
Croaker sack? Is that what you're...
Yeah, that's what I'm after. Croaker sack. That's what I'm after. What's the amount of corn that can be milled at one time? Do you have a term for that?
A bushel.
Okay. Have you ever heard the expression a turn or a grist of corn to mean that particular amount? Okay. What's the amount of wood that can be carried at one time?
An arm load.
Okay. And a person might be carrying not a full load, but...
Half load.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term jag used for that? Okay. When a woman is going to hang out the clothes, she carries them outside in a...
Clothes basket.
Okay. What do you call a wooden container that's smaller than a barrel, but shaped like one?
Keg.
What do you call the metal bands around the barrel?
Staves. No, staves are the wooden part of which out of which barrel.
That's right. And then